The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins. Read by Richard Dawkins and Lala Ward.
This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Richard Dawkins and Brockman Incorporated and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
In Memoriam, Douglas Adams, 1952 to 2001. Isn't it enough to see that a garden is beautiful, without having to believe that there are fairies at the bottom of it too? Preface. As a child, my wife hated her school and wished she could leave. Years later, when she was in her 20s, she disclosed this unhappy fact to her parents, and her mother was aghast. "But, darling, why didn't you come to us and tell us?" Lala's reply is my text for today.
"But I didn't know I could."
"I didn't know I could." I suspect, well, I'm sure, that there are lots of people out there who have been brought up in some religion or other, are unhappy in it, don't believe it, or are worried about the evils that are done in its name. People who feel vague yearnings to leave their parents' religion and wish they could, but just don't realize that leaving is an option. If you are one of them, this book is for you. It is intended to raise consciousness. Raise consciousness to the fact that to be an atheist is a realistic aspiration, and a brave and splendid one. You can be an atheist who is happy, balanced, moral, and intellectually fulfilled. That is the first of my consciousness-raising messages. I also want to raise consciousness in three other ways, which I'll come on to. In January 2006, I presented a two-part television documentary on British television, Channel 4, called Root...